This is Locals Only. I'm Rusty, sitting in for Matt Milner. So, as I mentioned, Mute Swan in Studio 2A. I've heard them. There are all these lights in there. It's crazy looking. It looks fun. And we're going to hear from Mute Swan right now. Take it away, guys. We'll be right back. I'm Rusty, sitting in for Matt Milner. This is Locals Only. And I'm sitting here with Mute Swan. You guys have a gig this Friday night at Club Congress. That's what I understand, with Dirt Friends.
Yeah. Yeah, it's our album release.
Yeah, right on. And this is your second album. This is your second EP.
Yep. Yep, that's right. It's called Ultraviolet. And, yeah, we're pretty excited for this show. It should be pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, Asian Fred on the bill as well.
Yeah, I was going to say Asian Fred, Dirt Friend, Luke Sweeney, and The Rifle are also.
Nice. Nice. And that's a free show this Friday night at Club Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. So it's your second EP, as we talked about. Your first EP, we played a lot. How long have you guys been together? You're a new member, right? Or maybe that's where we should start. Let's introduce ourselves.
I'm Tom, and I play guitar.
Hi, Tom.
I'm Prob, and I play bass and sing.
I'm Mike, and I play guitar and sing.
And I'm Roger, and I play the drums.
Right on. Right on. And so how long have you guys been together then, as Mute Swan?
I believe it's been about four years at this point. And this is the lineup that it's always been. We haven't swapped anybody out.
Oh, my bad. I only had three listed in for your first album, and so that's why I asked. By the way, we're meeting all of us for the first time right now. It's probably the most surreal meeting I've ever had of anybody.
Yeah.
So, hi, guys.
Hey. Hello, nice to meet you.
Lovely to meet you guys. That was really great stuff. I just loved it. It's going to be a really great show on Friday, it seems like.
Yeah, we're very excited.
Yeah, originally it was just going to be our release show, to give a little backstory to the situation.
Yeah.
Dirt Friends and Asian Fred were going to play at 191 Tool. They are unfortunately having some electricity issues in that building, so we decided to merge, rather than compete with their release show, we decided to merge the release shows.
Nice.
To make it an even bigger release show.
That's a really cool event. I mean, having so many bands having their release show, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty sweet. So you've been together about 4 years. How did you find each other? Mike, you're from Minnesota. Is that what I read?
Close.
No, I'm wrong.
It
starts with an M.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, a lot of people that, try to remember where I'm from, say one of the M states, like it's either Michigan. I'm from Massachusetts.
Ah.
It's usually Michigan or Minnesota that people say. Yeah, Massachusetts. I moved out here in 2010. And I think after a year of living here, I started playing with Roger in a different band called Mombasa. And then after a while, Roger and I playing together, Prob came into that band. And he had another band with Tom, which was separate. And then we merged those bands. And it became this band.
That's what you guys do.
Yeah, we just merged things.
A lot of merging.
Nice.
Acquisitions.
Wow. Well, that's heady stuff, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
So real quickly, we just heard the last song that we heard. What was the name of that?
The last song?
Yeah.
It's an acronym, BIM.
BIM. What's it stand for?
It stands for Believe in Me.
Oh, Messiah Says.
Right. Yep.
I follow now.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you guys do it? How do you guys come up with a song like that? Who comes up with the original idea? Does somebody write it all together and then bring it to the group?
Most of the time I come up with an idea, and then I bring it to these guys, and they help me put all the pieces together.
It's really intricate, what you're doing.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time on the songwriting part of it.
There are times Tom will be, I don't know, months into a tune, and then finally we'll be able to put structure or separate all of the music out. I think we're all pretty handy with loopers.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. You should see the floor right now. There are so many pedals everywhere. And there's smoke all around us. That's pretty cool. Sorry. Go ahead.
And so I think we each have our habits and where we pull and draw from. Sometimes it's, 3 hours every day in your room.
Sure.
But sometimes it's just in the rehearsal room that it actually becomes something.
And kind of clicks with everybody together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And after working at it a long time. That's cool. It's obvious that you put a lot of time and effort into everything you're doing. I think intricate. There was this really great quote I found on some of your social media, "Storm of Mesmerizing Consequence." That's kind of apt. Did you guys come up with that?
No. We hired somebody to come up with that.
It's pretty brilliant. It's a really apt.
That was Josh Levine, who used to write for The Weekly.
And just pay him off a little. And
well, he's our friend, also.
Nice.
But we like what he says about music in general. So.
Right on. Yeah. No, sure. I'm sure our listeners recognize Josh Levine from The Weekly and elsewhere around town.
Yeah, that was him.
We're listening to Mute Swan. Are you guys ready to play a little more?
Yeah, we could do that.
Right on. I always say this is like the greatest gig getting to sit in for Matt because I get like a concert all to myself. You guys have taken it to a whole nother level with the smoke machine or the fog machine. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Just to share.
Yeah. Yeah, it's required.
Yeah, we have mandatory fog.
Thank you.
This is Locals Only. I'm Rusty, sitting in for Matt Milner this evening. Mute Swan has been playing live here in Studio 2A. They have a show this Friday night at Club Congress. It was really great stuff, you guys. Thanks again.
Thank you for having us, Rusty.
Oh, sure. I'm here last minute, kind of, for Matt, but I love getting to do it. It's really cool. We've been playing your music for a while. I kind of wonder, just because of the intricacy and what you had mentioned before, Prob, about how many hours you guys spend together, are you guys roommates? Do you just get together for practice? Because it seems like there's so much intricacy here and so much that you guys... It's not a couple hours a week, I don't feel like. I feel like it's more than that.
We used to live all in the same building, or at least three of us did. And, we would have really long sessions where we would bring all the guitars into one, usually Tom's living room. Mm-hmm. And just have a big songwriting powwow. And just really, it'd be week after week of, like, let's try this song again. And then, like, maybe one little thing would get added. And then, it's just a long process of, like, maybe adjusting a little part or, like, adding one little thing. And then after, however many months, it gets a little tricky.
Oh, yeah. I could see that. I mean, just in seeing what you guys do, I could see how it would be tricky keeping it all together. It's really impressive what you've done, I think. I mean, it just feels like you've put a lot of time into it. This isn't something that you just come up with on the fly, I don't feel like. I'm just listening to you. Watching Roger work, I mean, he's
pretty
working
warm,
his tail
it's
off.
It's warm
over there.
In here, yeah.
Yeah, Roger's glasses are all fogged up.
Oh, dear. Roger.
Brand new glasses.
He's the only one sweating. Oh, maybe that's not true. I'm not sweating then.
I'm not sweating.
Not me.
I am, and I'm just sitting here. I wonder, guys, have you toured much with your last album?
No. We kind of deliberately held off on tour. Just because the last album was pretty much just a local release. It didn't really reach outside of Tucson, so we didn't, want to show up to empty places.
Sure.
The other strategy that a band could have is to, like, tour around and build up your following that way. Or you could try to, like, have your recordings reach out of your city first and then follow that, which is kind of what we're trying to do. So we're going on our first tour in October.
Oh.
Which is pretty soon.
That is pretty soon. And that'll follow your CD release party, obviously. Again, that's this Friday night. It's your second EP. How long will your tour be?
The bulk of it will be 9 days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. That's good. Just trying to get out and, like you say, build a little more of a following. Although today it's not that hard to do it, obviously, with the internet and with all the different social media.
It's true.
But we just played in Phoenix a couple of weeks ago, and I think nothing beats being, like, on stage, on an unfamiliar stage, unfamiliar folks, and I don't know.
Unfamiliar drunk people yelling at you.
Shaking hands, or shaking whatever.
Oh, it's tough, right? I mean, it's not easy not having your friends there, and right? I think that's a lot harder. It really is.
But also, I think for us, we've been carving out all our time for this. So it's the realization of all this work and putting the album, putting the tour together. Yeah, I can't wait to say hi to all those different cities. I mean, we've got friends in most cities.
Well, yes.
But
I follow.
But it'd be good to hear different bands. We played with bands very sympathetic with us, and it's a realization that, other folks know what we're up to.
And recognize the hard work that you're putting in. They do it themselves, right? And there's a camaraderie there.
There you go.
Right on. Well, I love what you're doing here. Where did you record your new album? Your new album, again, is Ultraviolet.
Yep, correct. Most of it I recorded at my house.
Nice.
We did everything except for the drums. The drums we took to a studio in town called Strike a Chord. But everything else, was just in my little studio.
Sweet. I love it that that's happening. You know, it really matters to me that everybody can kind of make stuff on their own. But it's still, I find that the cream kind of rises to the top, you know. You guys are doing something really special. I really feel like the work you're putting in is going to pay off for y'all.
Thanks very much.
Oh, sure. It's really easy to say. Just watching you and hearing what you're doing, it's really great stuff. I really encourage anybody, Friday night, Club Congress, Mute mm-hmm. Swan has been our guest. Anything you guys want to say? Anything you want to add about the album, about what you're doing?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, the two main things we're excited about are the release show on the 30th and then the tour following that. We're also really excited to play in Mexico at the end of October. That's really exciting.
That is exciting.
Hermosillo.
Sure.
But yeah,
it's a big city.
That's about it. We're like just continuing down the trail of Mute Swan.
Yep.
And so online, where can folks find you?
Facebook is probably the best way. It's really easy to find us.
Bandcamp.
Bandcamp, we're on Bandcamp. SoundCloud. Supposedly we have a Twitter and Instagram.
There you go, to complete the all of them.
The all of them, yeah.
Social
the triumph
media
for it.
Trifecta.
We'll try
quad. Snapchat, yeah. But
nope.
No Snapchat. I won't.
That's where he draws the line. well, cool. And you guys will have CDs for sale on Friday night, obviously.
Yeah, and other kinds of merch as well.
But, right on. Yeah. Right on. And that's, again, with Asian Fred and Dirt Friends, and you mentioned a couple others?
Oh, yeah. Sweeney is joining us from San Francisco, and The Rifle will be opening, and I think they start at 8:30.
And that's all free.
All free.
At the Club Congress. Mute Swan. Well, you guys ready to play a little bit more?
Yeah, we got it.
Or we can sit and chat some more. I mean, whatever you feel like doing. But
discuss politics.
No.
Nothing's really going on in politics, I don't think,
not
tonight.
Today. Not tonight. Today.
You guys don't want to cry.
again, maybe. Yeah, very nice, gentlemen. This has been Locals Only. Mute Swan has been our guest in Studio 2A. I've got reverb on my voice. That's pretty cool. So, guys, thanks so much. And you can catch Mute Swan along with Dirt Friends and Asian Fred Friday night at Club Congress in a multiple CD release party. Do you guys want to sign off by saying anything? Hi to your friends and family.
Yeah. Hey, Alex. I hope you're listening at home right now. That's my girlfriend.
Oh.
Nate, I hope you've done all your washing for your clothes and your dishes so you can leave a clean house. And make sure to have your driver's license. Or passport.
And passport.
And then get in the van. You'll be on tour with us.
That's good advice. That's good advice from Mute Swan. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being here tonight. It's really been a pleasure for me.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.